The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Traditionally, the network covering the Super Bowl gets an interview with the President of the United States.
Okay. What are we doing?
We have formally asked for that interview, but we have not received an answer yet.
Because he's scared, Jerry.
We're running out of days.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So what's the policy that your administration is going to have after Title 42 is lifted?
First of all,
we're in trouble.
In my time in Congress, I have never seen anything like this. Dozens and dozens of whistleblowers.
I'm an anonymous whistleblower. I worked on a top secret project called Operation Hiving Maving.
FBI agents coming to us, talking about what's going on, the political nature at the Justice Department.
Well, looks like the cows have come home to roost.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Well, if you're watching me on social media, I just changed, got out of my coat and tie because I don't need to be on Newsmax anymore after the first 2 hours on the streaming. So I am now wearing a sweatshirt that could indeed make me a target of an FBI surveillance operation. The Fighting Christians. There it is. There's the old logo, the ancient logo from what was then Elon College, now Elon University. It was like that. I always liked the Fighting Christians as a name, but it had to go. You know, I don't understand why it had to go, because Elon College is right in the middle on I-85 in Piedmont, North Carolina, between, on the west, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Deacons? That's, you know, a Protestant Baptist designation for someone who's involved in the church. And on the other side, on the east side of Elon College, the Duke University Blue Devils! Of course, I guess Satan is more in tune with the Democrat Party now. They have the after-hour Satan clubs at the elementary schools and all that. So I guess the Blue Devils will survive long after the Holy Cross Crusaders or the Wake Forest Demon Deacons have followed down the same path to extinction as the Elon College Fighting Christians. 844-500-4242. Now it's time for the Chump Line.
Come on, man. When I met with the new Republican leadership, they said, "What about the Chinese balloon?" I said, "You can't get bull or loon at a Chinese restaurant because of the non-compete clause at McDonald's, so the kids can't do their homework in the parking lot." And now the Republicans are taking away the kids' Medicare and Social Security, double stacked. And they said, "What the hell are you talking about? Not a joke."
You know, I wish that Biden had invited some of those people that work at McDonald's or Burger King to the State of the Union so he could discuss, you know, point to them in the gallery and talk about how oppressed they are by not being able to go across the street to Wendy's or Five Guys. I don't think he's been able to find any of those people. Just like he hasn't been able to find any of the people in the parking lots with their kids for using the Wi-Fi for McDonald's.
One of the many perks of being a trillionaire is you can go from coast to coast to coast.
Yeah, he mentioned trillionaires a couple of times in his speech, one of his speeches yesterday. And of course, he mentioned coast to coast to coast last week. The balloon was going from coast to coast to coast. The Chump Line is brought to you by ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
Liar, liar, depends on fire.
That's very good. This Chump Line is off to a good start. 603 says, will Elon University now have to change their name due to Elon Musk? I'm sure some faculty members, some no-nonsense types from the sociology department are demanding a name change from Elon, because he's the one non-American born naturalized citizen that they want to denaturalize and deport.
It took over a week for him to shoot down our 3 school bus sized spy ship, a day or so for a small car object. Let's try the bicycle sized one next.
And again, they couldn't shoot down yesterday they said that they couldn't shoot down the first balloon because in the Alaskan waters because it was too cold and too deep. Today, they shot down the smaller one in the Alaskan waters. Apparently, the statement about the waters being too deep and too cold is inoperative, as they used to say in Nixon's era in the White House.
Disney has ensured their laid-off employees that all 9 genders will be available on their unemployment forms.
Yeah. You know, I always used to say, you know, I feel sorry for people who get laid off because, you know, I've been fired. Most people have been fired at one time or another, at least once. But companies like Disney, Yahoo laid off a bunch of people today. I feel sorry for the News Corp people who got laid off. They laid off 5%. It's in the Wall Street Journal today because, you know what, I used to work for News Corp or the original, whatever they called it back in those days, News America. But Disney, Yahoo, Google, Meta, Twitter. It would take a heart of stone not to laugh.
Howie, they shot it down. Oh, the people in Cambridge are waiting for it. The chance to communicate with the mother balloon.
Well, they can go out onto the Cambridge Common tonight like they did after Trump was elected in 2016 and just scream at the moon. But it's not a full moon, unlike last week. So they can't pretend it's one of their mothership balloons.
You'd think Joe would want to get a handle on these Chinese objects. They got to really be cutting into the family business.
See, my theory is that he just called him up and said, you know, you've got a lot invested in me, and if you keep embarrassing me like this, you know, you're going to lose your investment. All those hundreds of millions of dollars you gave to Hunter, and 10% comes to the big guy. So send over a balloon I can shoot down so I can look like a tough guy.
I found out why the FBI wants to stop the Latin mass. I played it backwards, and this is what it says in English. Voting for Democrats is a mortal sin.
You could make that argument with their abortion on demand platform. But, and you know, they also wanted to go after people with rosary beads, which would include Brandon. Because, again, we've mentioned this before. He brags about how he carries Bo's rosary beads in his pocket. Sometimes he pulls it out to show people. Not really at Democrat organization meetings, but sometimes when he's with normal Americans.
When I told President Harris to tell Don, I mean First Gentleman Doug, to stop playing doctor with Jill, she said Jill was known as Dr. Strangelove, and the kiss would also help with the swing vote in 2024.
That was really sick. That was really good. I like that. This is the best Chump Line of the week so far.
Gee, Howie, they shot down another balloon in Alaska. I hope no polar bears were hurt.
It wasn't a balloon, it was an object. They haven't changed it yet, as far as I can tell. But you're right. If and again, though, what about the sentient beings of the sea, the fish? Were any of them harmed in the takedown of both the balloon off of South Carolina and the one off of Alaska? Inquiring minds from Extinction Rebellion want to know.
Loving, for years, Genghis Carr has been making sport of my encyclopedic knowledge of popular music. Yet listen to this.
Today I was listening to Huey Lewis in the News. The top three or four hits they have, Power of Love, and,
What a dolt. Everyone knows that Huey Lewis's greatest hits were Born to Run and More Than a Feeling. If Genghis Carr had a band, it'd be called Howie Lewis and the Fake News.
Back in Time. That's my favorite. Back in Time from Back to the Future.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. on weekdays, Eastern Time. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We have a second chump line every weeknight. It's posted around 7 p.m. It's all the chump line messages that we didn't play just now that have come in over the last 3-4 hours. So it's called Chop Chumps, and it's the second chump line of the day. You can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The chump line is brought to you today by ReadyWise. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie15 to get 15% off your next purchase.
One of the many perks of being a trillionaire is you can go from coast to coast to coast.
Yes, 860 says it would seem the FBI is more interested in Latin masses than they are in the Latin kings. Well put. And so true. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. It really is a no-brainer to get this thing done. Save a few $100 from Brandon's inflation. RizzoInsurance.com, RizzoInsurance.com. Matt, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Thanks, Howie. And you can vote for the poll question at HowieCarshow.com. Who does the FBI most want arrested? The Latin mass Catholics? Random guy on January 6th bus? MAGA hat wearers? Angry parent at school board meeting? Betty Ross flag owners? Or criminals?
Certainly not the latter. That's good news for criminals because they got their priorities in order. I'm going to vote for random guy on January 6th bus.
MAGA hat wears is in the lead with 36%.
All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. And I know there were other people we could have put in there. I wish I'd have put Latin Mass or Latin Kings in there now that the guy mentioned it on the text line. Anyway. Anti-incarceration social justice warrior activist dies after brutal robbery in Oakland. This is a sad story, but you know, I'm sorry she's dead, but her name is Jennifer Angel. As a longtime social movement activist and anarchist, Jen did not believe in state violence, carceral punishment, or incarceration. Jen believed in a world where everyone has the ability to live a dignified and joyful life and work towards an ecologically sustainable and deeply participatory society in which all people have access to the things they need and all people are free and equal. That's Angel, Jennifer Angel, the owner of Angel Cakes Bakery in Oakland, California, an upscale part of Oakland, California. Here's the way her life of joy came to an end. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, she was leaving her parking space in the garage of the Wells Fargo on Monday afternoon when a car pulled up in front of her and blocked her from leaving. A robber then broke her passenger side window and grabbed something from the car, after which Angel ran after the thieves' suspects. Her fiancé, Ocean Motley, said. In the process of trying to chase the robbers down, Angel, 48, got caught in the door of the fleeing vehicle and was dragged more than 50 feet before falling in the middle of the street, hitting her head multiple times, Motley said. So, you know, I mean, again, I'm very sorry she died. It's a tragedy. I hope they catch the murderers. But this is what happens when you endorse this kind of society. And you know, this wasn't San Francisco, but it's Oakland. It's the same basic lawlessness that's in the city by the bay. On the other side of the bay, it's the same thing. D.C. police on the other side of the continent have arrested and charged a 26-year-old homeless man for the assault of Representative Angie Craig, Democrat in Minnesota. Kendrick Hamlin, a.k.a. Hamlin Khalil Hamlin, he changed his name to Hamlin Hamlin, allegedly assaulted Craig in the elevator of her apartment building on 8th Street. That's a up-and-coming neighborhood in D.C., or was an up-and-coming neighborhood in D.C., yesterday morning. Hamlin was reportedly, quote, acting erratic and as, quote, as if he were under the influence of an unknown substance. Wonder what the substance could have possibly been. In the lobby of Congresswoman Craig's building before he followed her into the elevator and began doing push-ups, according to an earlier police report. Wasn't this the same day that they voted on whether or not they were going to enact criminal reforms in the District of Columbia, so-called criminal reforms, which would have basically decriminalized even more crimes than they've already decriminalized? And it was a pretty much of a straight party vote, and it was voted down, obviously, because the Republicans are the majority in Congress. He allegedly hit the congresswoman in the chin and grabbed her neck. Craig responded by throwing her hot coffee on Hamlin. Is that a hate crime? Is that a hate crime to throw coffee on a homeless man? I know she's a woke Democrat and she has a female partner. But she threw her hot coffee on Hamlin to defend herself. She was exercising white privilege, I would say, after which he fled the scene. Her chief of staff, Nick Coe, said in a release, Representative Coe defended herself from the attacker and suffered bruising, but is otherwise physically okay. Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad she wasn't hurt. There is no evidence that the incident was politically motivated. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. God bless you. Thanks for taking my call. I called yesterday, and I was talking about the Latin Mass that, you know, I attend the Latin Mass. But my granddaughter called me, and the phone got disconnected. I wanted to say I'm probably higher on the FBI's 10 most wanted list than Whitey Bulger was. As I was in Elon yesterday, actually, visiting a friend on St. Elizabeth's Drive, and we do a police check, you know, license check thing, and it was, you know, I love those guys. But as I look around my garage, I have a don't tread on me flag, the Gadsden flag, First Marine Corps Navy battle flag, an Irish flag, a Molten Lave flag, don't take my, you know, come and take it.
Right, the Texas battle flag. Yeah, you're on the list. But do you have a Fighting Christian sweatshirt like I'm wearing? They're hard to get now. You got to special order them. Thanks, Dennis. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Breaking news, try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party in Massachusetts or the administration of Mayor Michelle Wu. But Frieda Brasfield, the administration and finance director in Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's office, has been arraigned this afternoon on money laundering charges in an alleged prison drug smuggling scheme. This is from Channel 25. They're by themselves in the courtroom in Woburn Superior Court. Brasfield, you'll be shocked to learn, is a longtime Boston Democrat political activist and community organizer. Appeared in Superior Court along with two co-defendants, Jamie Liberty and Jaylene Rivera, both of whom are facing charges of conspiring to smuggle drugs into MCI Shirley. And I looked her up on LinkedIn, and it didn't have her as the A&F director in Boston City Hall. They had her as Deputy Chief Diversity Officer. We'll give you more details as the afternoon and evening continues. Right now, though, speaking of arrests and smuggling and crimes and money laundering, it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
You know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from the local newspaper, daily or weekly, the police log, the police blotter, those columns that run every week in some papers, or it could just be a standalone story that you see in the paper, or increasingly, pretty much 100% now on the internet. Send your stories to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the best stories of the week, in our opinion, and the two winning entries, the two best entries, get a nice prize. Grace is off today, so Taylor will be filling in, reading the best and the runners-up. What do the winners get this week, Taylor?
This week, they will get a copy of the best-selling book, Kennedy Babylon, Volume 1.
All right. A great tome. Yes. Okay, so now it's time for the runners-up.
All right, these do not win any prizes. Florida Panthers investigating incident between mascot and opposing fan. A Tampa Bay Lightning fan in the final minutes of his team's embarrassing 7-1 loss to Florida on Monday took matters into his own hands when he picked a fight with a Panthers mascot. A viral video from the game captured...
Wait a second. He got in a fight with one of the mascots?
Yeah, they go into the stands and, you know, they pal around with the fans.
Wow, you know, all these years, the Boston Celtics leprechaun has never once had his ass kicked.
Well, he never gets in the stands, I don't think. A viral video from the game captured an unidentified Lightning fan attacking Victor E. Rat, which has caused the Panthers to launch an investigation into the incident. In the video, the man in a blue T-shirt grabbed and pulled Victor E. Rat's jersey over its head after the mascot launched the fan's jersey into the crowd. Oh, he was asking for it, Victor E. Rat. Come on, you can't do that.
So this didn't happen on what Marty Walsh, the new NHL Players Association director, would call the hockey field. This happened in the stands.
Well, he calls it the hockey court.
Hockey court.
Yes. It happened in the stands on one of the landings as you come out, like, from the fast food area. After standing back up, the fan puts the mascot into a partial chokehold and seemingly begins to shout, "Go Bolts!" One of the mascot's handlers defused the situation as the man picked up his tossed jersey and walked out of the seating bowl.
Oh, I went to a hockey fight and a game broke out. An old joke.
Slate,
they're appropriate for the occasion, though.
The mascot's normal handler was off on Monday, so it wasn't as immediately taken care of as it could have been. Monday's game was the first hockey event held at the arena since Saturday's NHL All-Star Game. Victory Rat is the Panthers' second mascot, having been introduced to the team in October 2014, 21 years after the team's inception and the introduction of their first mascot, Stanley C. Panther. Seems to be a much more appropriate mascot than a large rodent.
I think this is the most I've thought or heard about hockey in probably my entire life.
And that's where we're going to end it. We can resume that
streak. This will hold me over for the rest of my life,
too,
I think. Yeah,
that's the most I've heard about hockey, too, and ever want to hear about hockey. Thieves drive through mall in stolen car to rob an electronics store. So there are two thefts here. Brazen thieves committed what police called an audacious crime 25 miles northeast of Toronto, Canada, last week, stealing a black Audi and then robbing an electronics store, driving it through the Vaughan Mills Mall in full view of security cameras when they were done. York Regional Police Sergeant Clint Whitney said two thieves
used... So they drove it down through the aisles of the mall?
Yeah, it was nighttime. It was around,
past the food court?
1:10 a.m. Yeah, they drove it through the entire mall.
Wow.
They smashed their way through a glass entrance with the car, and fortunately nobody was harmed in the incident. They drove the car to the electronics store after allegedly breaking through an entrance and stole various devices before driving through the mall and smashing through another door to get out. And
they stopped at the Orange Julius on the way out for a hot dog.
It was 1:10 a.m. I don't think they were open. But all the arcade games looked operational. I watched the surveillance video.
So it was 1:10 a.m., so then it was kind of like, you ever see that movie Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah, I have.
When the zombies attack the closed mall?
Right.
That's what this kind of sounds like.
I guess if the Audi were a zombie, it would sound like that. But it's amazing because this was a stolen car to begin with. It started out, this young woman met up with these guys to sell her car earlier that evening, I guess. And they ended up just driving off with it. And then they took it to the mall and robbed an electronics store.
Been a lot of trouble lately with people trying to sell cars on their own, meeting in alleys and deserted parking lots.
A cop got
killed in New York.
Oh, my God. Most communities now, they allow you to meet up in the parking lot of a police station if you're doing one of those internet transactions. So
that's a good policy.
It is a good policy. Not always foolproof, though. Assault charge for woman in poultry pummel. Minnesota woman was jailed yesterday for domestic assault after allegedly clobbering her boyfriend in the head with a whole chicken, according to cops who reported that the victim still had some...
Wait a second, Taylor. Is this left over from last week, or is this becoming an increasing trend in our lawless society?
I wasn't here last week, and I had nobody here to check with if this story was read. But usually once a week, we do get a chicken in the head story, so I'm going to read it anyway.
Go right ahead.
It's not a winner, so what does it matter? The victim still had some chicken residue in his hair when
responded. This is a repeat.
Okay.
So that's okay, though. Don't worry about it.
Natalie Brummer, 36 years old, in the clink for tossing some chicken.
Was it all natural chicken broth, though?
They don't
know. The mailroom
know.
Manager insists on all natural, free-range chicken broth.
In this report that was filed on thesmokinggun.com, it says court records do not indicate whether the chicken allegedly wielded by Brummer was cooked or raw.
Chickens.
Man charged with stealing an entire cabin and hiding it with metal sheets. A Michigan man has been arrested for allegedly stealing an entire cabin over a year ago. The cabin was stolen from Cold Springs Township sometime between November 18th and December 16th, 2021, but wasn't reported missing until February 2022.
Yeah, it must have been a very valuable cabin if nobody even noticed it was gone for a month and then didn't report it for another 2 months.
The owner was on a hunting trip, or maybe he was summering or wintering somewhere and came back in February to check up on the house. The owner returned to the cabin in February and was shocked that his home wasn't there.
What the Sam Hill's going on here? Somebody done stole my cabin.
As Jerry Reed said, she took the house and left. It was a mobile home. The Michigan State Police received several tips about similar-looking cabins, but had no luck finding the one that was stolen. People are reporting.
I used to have a shed
houses
in my backyard, yeah. And you know what? It looked like every other shed in the world.
911, I'd like to report a stolen house, possibly. Eventually, they located the cabin while executing a search warrant on the property of 43-year-old Jeremy Knoll. The cabin was partially hidden by large pieces of sheet metal. They were able to confirm it was the stolen cabin by matching the serial number on the inside. Does your house have a VIN number anywhere, Howie?
I do not believe it does. Does yours?
I don't think so. Knoll was being taken into custody, charged with the count of receiving and concealing stolen property, being held on $20,000. Police did not provide any details about how he managed to move the 12-by-28 cabin. It must have been pretty isolated if nobody noticed it was being taken, or people really mind their own business.
This defendant was not a member of Mayor Michelle Wu's administration in the city of Boston, and had never worked as the deputy chief diversity officer.
Naked woman, 52, kicked a police officer in the crotch after he tried to cover her modesty.
Well, I have to ask where this happened.
This happened in overseas, across the pond, Howie, near Liverpool. Okay. A naked woman
Liverpool, I don't think this is a good time of the year for naked women or men either, just like here.
Probably not. Today was nice. It got up to like 65 today, Howie.
Were there any reports of naked women or naked men?
I didn't report any. Not saying that I would. Naked women, that is.
So what happened?
You're just going to leave that alone, right? You're just not going to even touch that, huh? All right.
No. I was thinking of the Beatles.
All right. Why?
Weren't the Beatles from Liverpool?
Yes. Only two of those left. I don't think they're running around naked anywhere either. A naked woman caught running through the woods kicked a police officer in the groin after he tried to cover her with his jacket.
Oh, blimey, mate!
Andrea Weimer, 52, left Officer Kieran Moran wincing in agony after she lashed out at him when he and fellow officers
apprehended
her. I didn't
deserve that, Governor.
During the incident, shortly before the afternoon school run, PC Moran and a female colleague had offered Weimer their coats in a bid to, quote, preserve her dignity.
But her modesty. I like the word modesty better.
She refused and instead kicked out and struck the male officer in the groin as they restrained her. Tests later showed mud from Weimer's bare feet deposited on the crotch. What did they scrape him for samples? Oh my God, what an ordeal. Weimer was said to have been suffering from a medical episode at the time of the offense.
I'm trying to think of a Beatles song that's appropriate for the occasion.
None come to mind immediately.
No,
and while you're
no.
thinking, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified
account. She loves me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She loves me, yeah. Listeners who open a qualified account through Monetary Gold will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. We will be back with the winners of Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. And And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help.
That's what the cop was yelling. Help! The Beatles, of course, are from Liverpool. We got a lot of nominations on the text line, but I think from 917, help wins. All right, Taylor, you got any runners up, or are we just going to go straight to the winners?
We're going straight to the winners.
Oh, these must be good ones because we got a lot of time left here. Okay.
Wild airport brawl ensues when Spirit hits travelers with extra fees for oversized carry-on baggage. A mother-daughter duo unsatisfied with an extra fee ahead of their flight let gate attendants know about it as fists and wigs flew Monday night in Philadelphia. The dispute captured on video occurred around 7 p.m. Monday when a 39-year-old...
Is this an omen for the Eagles or against the Eagles?
Probably. Well, we'll see how... Because it's being reported in the paper here, it's probably against. A 39-year-old and her 17-year-old daughter were attempting to board a Spirit Airlines flight to Fort Lauderdale from Philadelphia International Airport. According to a report from the Daily Mail, as they were boarding, gate agents informed the passengers that their oversized carry-on item required the payment of an additional baggage fee.
Oversized carry-on item.
Triggering a brawl. The outlet described some of the mayhem, writing, quote, the younger woman tugs violently on a Spirit staffer's dreadlocks while an airport worker in a high-visibility jacket slaps her over the back of the head and shouts, get off, get off. At one point, the mother could be seen in her bra after losing her shirt and shoes in the scrap, but continues to fight while an onlooker was heard yelling, where the bleep is security? A boy who may have been part of the family was also seen hitting a Spirit employee only to retreat in tears, and when the melee looked to be concluding, the mother charged the service counter and grabbed the keyboard before getting dragged away and punched in the head from behind by one of the Spirit agents. A uniformed official arrived after the woman's wig was pulled off, concluding the roughly 2.5 minutes of physical conflict.
And I'm sure they made a subsequent flight, and now they're down here in South Florida.
No, I don't think they made any flight. They were likely charged. And no mythical creatures in Midland County. Police say woman was intoxicated when she called 911. Police in Midland County have determined there's no mythological beast roaming around after a local woman called 911 reported seeing a chupacabra in her backyard earlier this week. The sheriff told MLive that deputies responded to an apartment in Jerome Township after a 40-year-old woman dialed 911 and told a rather strange tale. Dispatcher said she's reporting an animal out back. She believes possibly it could be a chupacabra.
Why didn't she just call the old Art Bell show? It's still around, isn't it? There's a new guy on it. But I mean, George Norrie. Yeah, George Norrie. Yeah, all night long they have those stories going on. If you've ever driven late at night,
There's some silence before the officer asks, "What's the animal?" "A chupacabra, sir," she described it. And there's been a high amount of sightings in that area lately, by the way, he said.
And then the dispatcher took another call and said that he had seen some UFO dropping off some alien bodies to be buried in a shallow grave. That's another staple of the late night shows.
A bit too many. Howie, before I go, I just want to announce that I've got a gig tomorrow night in Milford, New Hampshire at the Pasta Loft Restaurant and Brewing Company, 8:30 to 11. Hope to see everybody there.
All right. Give us to us one more time. Where is it?
The Pasta Loft, Milford, New Hampshire, 8:30 to 11. Sinatra songs and much more.
All right. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.